Hey, fellas, what are you doing over there?
I think it's time we sang a song about the firemen, don't you?
All right. Let's sing this song.
Now remember, we'll sing it first, and then you can help us sing the song the second time around. Okay? Let's go.
The fireman drives a big red truck, a big red truck, a big red truck. The fireman drives a big red truck and keeps the fires away. The fire truck has a big long hose, a big long hose, a big long hose. The fire truck has a big long hose and it puts out the fires. The fireman climbs a tall, tall ladder, a tall, tall ladder, a tall, tall ladder. Firemen climb a tall, tall ladder and help the people to safety. And when the fire is out and gone, is out and gone, is out and gone. And when the fire is out and gone, the truck goes back to the station.
There. Now, let's all sing it together, shall we? Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
The fireman drives a big red truck, a big red truck, a big red truck. The fireman drives a big red truck and keeps the fires away. The fire truck has a big long hose, a big long hose, a big long hose. The fire truck has a big long hose and it puts out the fires. The firemen climb a tall, tall ladder, a tall, tall ladder, a tall, tall ladder. The firemen climb a tall, tall ladder and help the people to safety. And when the fire is out and gone, is out and gone. And when the fire is out and gone, the truck goes back to the station.
Oh, I like that song. You know, I'll bet most boys and girls don't realize just how much the firemen do for us, or in what ways they help us.
Well, everyone knows that they put out the fires.
Yes, but did you know that they also collect toys and furniture for needy people, and that they have trucks and ambulances that help people when they're sick or in need of first aid, and that they rescue animals when the animal gets stuck on a roof or in a tree or in a chimney?
No, I don't think I ever stopped to think of that. I guess the firemen do a lot more than just put out the fires. It sure doesn't take much to make us realize how much the firemen really do for us, does it?
No. And there's another person who does a lot for us, too.
And who is that?
Why, the man who runs the grocery store, of course. Did you ever stop to think how many times a week your mother and father go to the grocery store to buy the food you eat?
No, I guess I never thought of it.
Well, sometimes they go to the store 2 times, 3 times, or 4 times a week, and even more. And if it was not for the grocery store, everyone would have to go out in the fields and pick their own vegetables, kill their own meat, and plant their own food so they could eat.
And nobody could possibly make all the things you find in a grocery store. I guess we are pretty lucky to have the grocery man, aren't we?
Oh, I like to go to the grocery store because they have big shelves filled with good things to eat. And since I like to eat, I like to look at all of their shelves and buy good food.
Let's ask our group to sing a song about the grocery man, shall we?
Boys, would you sing a song about the grocery man? We'd like to hear it now, if you could.
The grocery man works hard all day, hard all day, hard all day. The grocery man works hard all day and gives us things to eat. He stocks his shelves with packs and cans, packs and cans, packs and cans. Stocks his shelves with packs and cans so we can take them home. Our mother knows the grocery man, the grocery man, the grocery man. Our mother knows the grocery man and buys our food from him. He knows just what we like to eat, like to eat, like to eat. He knows just what we like to eat, and he's our friend indeed. Now, why don't you join in with me, and we'll all sing about the grocerymen together.
All right. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
The groceryman works hard all day, hard all day, hard all day. The groceryman works hard all day and gives us things to eat. He stocks his shelves with packs and cans, packs and cans, packs and cans. He stocks his shelves with packs and cans so we can take them home. Our mother knows the groceryman, the groceryman, the groceryman. Our mother knows the groceryman and buys our food from him. He knows just what we like to eat, like to eat, like to eat. He knows just what we like to eat, and he's our friend indeed.
That was good. And do you know what?
No, what?
I just thought of another man we should think of as our friend. And sometimes he's found in the grocery store.
And who is that?
The butcher, of course. Oh, sometimes he has a store all of his own, but other times he is found in the back of the grocery store. And when we shop, we can get our meat and our groceries all at the same time.
Why, I almost forgot about the butcher. Let's ask our friends who sing the songs to sing a song about the butcher, shall we?
Yes. Say, gang, can you sing a song about the butcher? We're ready.
All right. Let's hear the song about the butcher.
The butcher gets our meat today and puts it in a package. Our mother buys the meat from him and cooks it for our dinner. The butcher has a lot of meat, a lot of meat to choose from. He knows the kind of meat we like, and mother always gets some. The butcher is a friendly man. He always smiles for mother. He says hello, and then we know we like him like our brother.
All right, now it's time for us to sing together. Will those that are listening to our record sing along with us? Ready? Here we go.
One, two, three. The butcher gets our meat today and puts it in a package. Our mother buys the meat from him and cooks it for our dinner. The butcher has a lot of meat, a lot of meat to choose from. He knows the kind of meat we like, and mother always gets some. The butcher is a friendly man. He always smiles at mother. He says hello, and then we know we like him like our brother.
Well, as long as we're talking about food, there is at least one more person we should think about before we stop, and that's the bread man.
Well, we get all of our bread at the grocery store.
And at our house, a little truck comes around and rings his bell or toots his whistle, and the bread man comes to our door.
I guess that either way, it takes a bread man to bring the bread, either to the store or to our house. And if it wasn't for the bread man, we'd have to bake our own bread every day. And that would be a lot of work, wouldn't it?
It sure would. Say, fellas, just one more song, okay? Can we hear a song about the bread man?
All right. Let's sing about the bread man together, shall we? Good. Here's the song about our friend, the bread man.
Oh, he drives a big white wagon when he comes,
when he comes.
Oh, he drives a big white wagon when he comes,
when he comes.
He's got bread and cakes and cookies, he's got bread and cakes and cookies. He'll be bringing good things to eat when he comes. Oh, the bread man drives his truck and toots his horn. Oh, the bread man drives his truck and toots his horn. He brings French bread, wheat, and rye. He brings French bread, wheat, and rye. He brings all the bread we like when he comes. He stops by each house and store when he comes.
When he comes.
He stops by each house and store when he comes.
When he comes.
We run outside to meet him. We all run outside to meet him. 'Cause the bread man is our friend when he comes.
Here's our last friend to sing about on this record. So let's all sing together and have a lot of fun in this last song, shall we? Ready? Here we go.
Oh, he drives a big white wagon when he comes,
when he comes.
Oh, he drives a big white wagon when he comes,
when he comes.
He's got bread and cakes and cookies, he's got bread and cakes and cookies. He'll be bringing good things to eat when he comes. Oh, the bread man drives his truck, toots his horn. Oh, the bread man drives his truck and toots his horn. He brings French bread, wheat and rye. He brings French bread, wheat and rye. He brings all the bread we like when he comes. He stops by each house and store when he comes.
When he comes.
He stops by each house and store when he comes.
When he comes.
We run outside to meet him. We all run outside to meet him. Cause the bread man is our friend when he comes.
That sure was a lot of fun, but I guess we've run out of time and we'll have to shut off our phonograph.
Guess so. But just think of all the people we miss singing about.
Well, there's only one thing we can do, and that's get another record and sing about other friends on the next record.
Oh, that would be fun. Now, let's see. Who can we sing about on the next record? I know. We can sing about this.